Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7:15, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Monday morning, May 23rd. Thanks for getting your week started with us as we count down toward June. Highs in the mid-80s today, they're saying, with a 40% chance for showers, and it's going to be hot and humid through the summertime. You know that. We're talking to Senator Heather Cloud, our guest, Louisiana State Senator, about her efforts to address the problems with the juvenile justice system in Louisiana. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Hey, Tommy. I'm doing well this morning. Happy to be back on your show. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time with us, and it's amazing how sometimes things are just thrust upon you. This was not an issue upon which you ran or focused, right? And it's suddenly become your thing?
Absolutely. I think that makes for probably the best solutions, is when an issue is just thrust upon you. And, you know, this was new to me. Juvenile justice was new to me. And these problems have existed for years, decades, actually. And it's just kind of gone unsolved. There's been efforts to solve it with different strategies. And I think that in the mix of all of it, we've somehow abandoned, as a state, a common sense approach to solving the problem. And that's what my legislation, which is sailing through the legislature, actually is. It's just common sense. And when I tell you about it, it's going to make perfect sense to you. We've talked to your audience a couple of times about it. But it's basically just, we have this jumbled mix of kids. And they're not kids, Tommy. Some of them are 14 and some of them are 21. That's the range. And some of them have committed property damage crimes and some of them have committed multiple murders. And they're all kind of mixed in these five facilities that we have across the state. They're not adhering to any regionalization. So you have kids from the south that's serving in the north, you know, maybe in the northeast facility. You have kids that have committed murder serving with kids that they're men, actually, that have committed murder serving with kids that have committed property damage crimes. And in some cases, they're sleeping next to one another because that was the only available bed. They're not being assessed properly. And look, OJJ and the administration, they're all in for taking this common sense approach, taking these juveniles in after they're adjudicated in court, assessing their mental health needs, where they are with their criminogenic tendencies, where they are with their educational needs and physical needs, finding out where they would be best suited, and then putting them in one of the three tiers that exist within my bill, which is a low risk, a medium risk, and a high risk tier. And those tiers have mobility. If that juvenile is behaving in the medium tier and just doing well and cause no problems and would be better suited in the low risk tier, which would have more freedom, more mobility within that facility, then they would be able to move to that low tier. But if they attack a guard, which was the catalyst for this entire bill, I had a guard who was almost killed in a facility in my district, and she testified at the legislature that she was beat unconscious. She's had multiple surgeries as this juvenile was screaming on her radio that he was going to kill her. She was the catalyst for this. And if that something like that would happen within my bill, that juvenile would be immediately sent to the highest maximum security tier for a different approach to be able to address the, you know, safety needs of the juveniles that he's serving with and the guards.
And while you're doing all of this in Baton Rouge in North Louisiana, right on cue, I hate to say it that way, but three juveniles escape with the help of a guard. All four are arrested and back in custody. It's a mess, and it needs to be straightened out, and I'm glad you're doing this. One thing I'd like to talk to you when we come back about some other things that you're working on, about medical treatment being denied for life treatments and some of the other things you're talking about. But I saw this story about a car chase in Slidell and the multi-parish chase and several juveniles, 13-year-olds, stealing a truck and two other vehicles. I just wonder, how do you I appreciate everything you're doing with the juvenile justice system, and it needs to be done, but how do you keep a 13-year-old from boosting a car? That, I guess, goes deep into society, and I'll just address that philosophically with you when we come back. Heather Cloud, our guest, Louisiana State Senator, talking about reforming the state's juvenile justice system. 720, it's time for traffic now on WWL. 724, Tommy Tucker, good morning, May 23rd, glad you're with us. Getting your week started, we're talking to our friend, Senator Heather Cloud, who's become our good friend since the session started, and her efforts to reform the juvenile justice system in Louisiana. Before we run out of time, and then I'll get back to the thing in Slidell. Heather, I want to talk to you about this medical treatment denial bill that you're working on, because I know insurance companies will do everything they can to avoid paying. People that I know work in doctor's office say it's a game that they play where they try to do everything they can to get the patient to go away, which is certainly not right. Talk to me about the bill that you're going to be running today, and what was the impetus for it, et cetera, please.
Yeah. Well, something you don't know about me, Tommy, is I'm a cancer survivor. I've had cancer a couple of times, and a patient at MD Anderson. I'll be a lifelong patient at MD Anderson. Well, I was actually there for some, you know, just some tests not too long ago, and someone contacted me about a young mother, 32 years old, who had cancer, and she was denied what her entire care team thought was life, or was confident was life-saving treatment at MD Anderson, one that she had went through the prior year, and it had cured cancer in two areas of her body, and they wanted to give her a second round of treatment, and she was denied. She is a state employee, OGB employee, and I did, I enlisted some of my colleagues, some pretty heavy hitters in the state legislature, to petition a review and a rapid review, because quite frankly, she didn't have much time. Her doctor told me that if she received the treatment, it would put her potentially into lifelong remission. And if she didn't receive the treatment, she would pass by December. She has passed away and left two little children, have been left without a mother. And so this has become another mission of mine. She's not a constituent of mine. She is a resident. She was a resident of the state of Louisiana. And this will be my first bill of many, because I'm going to start tackling this issue. It's so interesting, because I just heard a commercial on your show while I was waiting to come back on about claims being delayed, hoops and gimmicks and all the things that insurance companies put their clients through, and it was related to storm damage, but it's even more so in healthcare. And so this particular bill that I'm running, it's made it through the Senate. The House of Representatives is a different kind of dynamic there. It'll be a harder fight. I'm going to face some opposition this morning, I've already been told. And it basically requires a timely response from the insurer, whether it's Blue Cross or United, and then OGB, which is Office of Group Benefits, to respond rapidly to the doctor, to the hospital, to the patient on why that patient is not going to receive. They're not going to cover that treatment or drug. And if they're not, a specific reference in the policy as to why, because this family went through a year and a half of trying to figure out why they kept getting denied. And so it was at the end when somebody finally showed them the area of the policy that could be contributing to the denial. So they were unequipped to fight because they didn't know the rationale of the exact denial. And by the time they were equipped with it, I mean, this lady was in the last stages of her life. So this bill will require, again, evidence on why it's being denied and a rapid response. So if it can't be funded, they can seek a different treatment option.
Heather, who could be against this other than lobby for an insurance company?
Well, the bureaucracy of state government itself, because it's going to require the state to move at a more rapid pace, right? So they're going to have to mobilize and then respond quickly. Actually, my bill calls for within 24 hours, which is fast, Tommy. But this legislation similar to this was passed for Medicaid recipients just a few years back. I'm basically taking that language and applying it to state covered employees, and eventually, I'd love to see this apply to all health insured, private health insured. And if we're doing it in the Medicaid program, that's 1.8 million people approximately. We can do it for OGB, but I think OGB may have some reservations that they're going to share this morning, and I'll be prepared to counter those. And then some of the insurance companies as well.
And we'll talk to you again about it. Heather Cloud, a Republican from what's your district?
District 28, right in the center of the state.
Right in the center of the state. Doing the right thing and for the right reasons. And God bless you. I didn't know about the cancer survivor thing, but we love talking to you. And we'll talk to you again, get an update in the future, okay?
Thanks, Tommy.
You bet.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.